shoot.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Sully Sol. It's day number 500,022 of this quarantine. What's going on over in the big PA right now?
PA is losing their mind, man. We'll talk about that. But a lot of wins this week. A bad week to be a Democrat. So states are starting to reopen. And like I said, there's a lot of shit that's going on that is going to be uncovered. Trump tweets a bombshell. And the Dallas hairstylist that was jailed for not wanting to close her shop was set free, and Texas rejoiced. Michael Flynn is exonerated as the DOJ dropped all charges. Hashtag Obamagate was trending on Twitter. Oh boy, oh boy, it's a bad week to be a Democrat, man. Also, so another innocent black male is murdered in cold blood at the hands of racist whites, and the ambulance chasers are ready to profit from another tragedy. All right, we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
SaltyShow.com.
Oh my God.
What?
A lot of judgment going on over on that side.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's another week. And Heidi, what has been going on out there? Tell us.
Lots of stuff.
What's up?
So, am I the only one getting an echo off my ears?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, you. It sounds like we're going to cover Flynn, so I'm going to skip that one and get on to the other ones because I do have a few others. But Flynn's charges being dropped was one of the articles that I had. So if it feeds in and adds, then I'll pull it up and add it to the conversation when we get to it. excuse me. My apologies. In the meantime, Jerry Stiller, he passed away at the age of 92 years old. Long and wonderful life, and he left some good advice behind. So, so they say.
So Jerry Stiller, he's the father. Is it Costanza's father on Seinfeld?
Yeah.
So there's gonna be a reference on who he is. Yeah. Okay.
I remember.
Wasn't he also in the show with? Oh my God! Didn't he? He was the father in the show with Ray Romano, right? He was the crotchety.
Everybody Loves Ray?
Yeah. Wasn't he the father?
Everybody Loves Ray is the bald.
Yeah, that's right. There's the bald guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't matter.
Yeah, I'm sure he played fathers for a lot of people. That was kind of his.
Yeah, that guy's still funny. Yeah. It's still God rest his.
Yes. Not anymore. Yes. So his great advice, and I think this is wonderful for all of us to remember, at the age of 84 years old, he shared this with the world, I guess, in an interview. And he says he just never thought of stopping. And the only time you ever stop working is when they just stop calling you, when they don't call you anymore. So, and those, I mean, isn't that the truth? It doesn't necessarily have to be in acting where they stop calling you, but just in life in general, right? Just keep going, keep moving forward, and don't let it stop. Just keep working.
Gotta keep going.
So, but he will be missed. He was hilarious. He had a lot of things that he played in, and Frank Costanza, like you guys were talking about.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Look at you throwing a pop culture reference to Seinfeld, Jeremy.
You know, and to tell you the truth, I didn't even, I wasn't a religious Seinfeld watcher. It was mostly like reruns that they would play on, cable or whatever.
Yeah, just, Nick and Knight.
Those are the ones I've always watched. Yeah. I've never watched it when it was live airing. Yes. I watched it.
The airing of grievances?
Yes.
Or is that what that was? Something like that.
Yeah. Show about nothing.
Yeah. So on to my next one here. One of the largest uncontrolled pieces of space debris fell down to Earth today.
Was that the Chinese space station?
Did you hear about this?
Wuhan?
Wait, the Wuhan station. Wait.
Say again, what happened? Oh, no.
I feel like you weren't paying attention, Saul.
I wasn't, because I was playing some Seinfeld for you guys, and you guys didn't hear
it. All right, well, let me...
sorry.
Well, so one of the largest uncontrolled pieces of space debris fell down to Earth today.
Wow.
Do they know where it was from?
So it does say one of the largest pieces of uncontrolled space debris fell back down and landed on Earth today, passing directly over Los Angeles and Central Park in New York City, landing in the Atlantic Ocean.
Too bad it didn't hit.
Oh, wow.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, damn, it could have wiped out both cities.
It crossed over. Did you say Los Angeles and New York?
And Central Park in New York City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So basically crossed over the whole country.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. But it was definitely seen in those places. So China launched the Long March 5B rocket with an unmanned prototype spacecraft into orbit from Wenchang Space Launch Center in South China's province.
Chinese.
So it was, yeah. Weighing in at nearly 18 tons, the empty core stage from the rocket is the largest piece of space debris to fall uncontrolled back to the Earth since 1991 and the fourth biggest ever.
Space Station virus is next.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, we're getting sick up here, Houston. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
We're vomiting everywhere. We need some of those SARS tests.
So we need to shut down
the space station. We're done.
Let me ask you this. Was it floating around in orbit for a while before it decided? Or did it?
No.
Was it part of a launch and they just released it?
It was from from about 6 days ago. It was put up there about 6 days ago, according to this.
So by was China. This intentional China. Or was it a mistake that they made? Was this?
It doesn't say either way to that. For a large object like this, dense pieces, like parts of the rocket engines, could survive reentry and crash to the Earth. Once they reach the lower atmosphere, they are traveling relatively slow. So worst case is they could take out a house.
Fucking Chinese came and put a fucking spaceship up there.
Well, because I know NASA, they do these controlled, where they let go of, what are those called? The booster, what are those, the pieces of the rockets?
Yeah, the booster rockets.
Right.
They fall back down to Earth. But a lot of that's controlled. They know where it's going to land. And my question is, was China planning
And to your point, SpaceX is intentionally controlling those descents and reusing those rockets now. That's how they're saving money. Instead of shooting them up, letting them crash into the ocean, then go out and find them and spend all that money to recover them. SpaceX, they're landing them on platforms and reusing them. Platforms on the ground, and they have some out on pontoons out in the Atlantic, basically. Mm.
It's China. Yeah. Screw them.
Yeah, and to your point about it being the largest, do you remember... God, it's got to have been probably 15 years ago. Yeah, one of the largest. About 15 years ago when they got Skylab down. You remember that? Taco Bell. Seriously, guys. Taco Bell out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean put out this huge floating target.
What?
And they said, if Space Lab lands on our target, we are going to give everybody free food. Look it up. I forget when it was.
I'm looking
Seriously. Imagine the chance.
Taco Bell.
That's funny. Were they intentional? Did they kind of do the math, or were they just like, hey, we're just going to put something out there in the middle of nowhere?
I know that they were intentionally pushing Skylab out of orbit because it outlived its usefulness and it was just floating.
2001.
Debris. 2001. Wow. So it was 19 years ago.
Taco Bell. Yeah. Cashes in on Mir landing. Hold on. And it does say Taco Bell has pledged to give every American a free taco if the Russian space station lands on its target.
So it was a Russian space station. I thought it was Skylab.
Dude, the Russians and the Chinese can't build shit right. So,
well, then why are we sending all of our astronauts to Russia to ride into orbit on their space station, on their rockets?
Exactly. It's called Darwinism. We don't like you. You go to the Russians.
Hurry up, Elon. We need you to get this SpaceX thing working so we don't have to rely on the Russians.
Yeah, build it in
anymore.
Texas. Build it in Texas.
All right, Eddie, anything else?
I'm super confused why he opened at least two of his businesses in California.
Oh, we're going to talk
about
SpaceX
and Tesla.
No, we're going to talk about it,
we'll get to Elon Musk. Yeah. He's
okay.
What else you got for us, Heidi?
All right, here's my next one. So doctors performing a CT scan on a man with back pain discovered he has 3 kidneys.
Cool.
Was reported today.
That means he could drink more?
He can donate one.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my God, my mom being a kidney transplant patient, like, can we harvest that extra kidney just in case?
Just while he's sleeping.
I mean, are they all functional? He was like, I never get drunk, man. That's what he probably...
what?
Like, I don't get
your liver.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
What the hell? I pee a lot.
Oh, there you go. You're right. Yeah. I'm not even thinking right now.
So they went in because he thought it was a herniated disc, and come to find out it was three kidneys inside.
You know, I'm going to start telling everybody that my hernia is a kidney.
There you go. I'm growing extra organs. Anybody, if they're for sale,
there
if you want one. We could take it. I got it. We'll take Jimmy to Vegas. We'll buy a bunch of ice, load it up in the bathtub, get him drunk, cut him open. He'll wake up with a band-aid going, ow, my spider.
Give him just a couple incisions where it makes it look
as
like
long as
something
there's a, as long as there's a hooker in that fucking bathtub with me, I'm all good. Cut me open. Cut me, maybe. Whoa,
no, make sure she's covered in blood, too. Yeah.
Coronavirus.
This is
Vegas opened
turn.
Back up this week.
They did?
Yeah, that's one of the gals I went to school with. She's on my Facebook page, and she was posting that she's no longer breaking the law because she never followed the rules of social distancing. And I thought, double check it, but because she didn't go into a lot of detail, I was just assuming.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and they were saying that there, I guess it's going to be some sort of federal law, which I don't see how it could ever possibly maintain it. But they were talking about moving basically all the restaurants. Their tables are going to have to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
They're going to have to shut down, or all the slot machines have to be 6 feet apart.
So like,
this is not going
to
work.
Connor goes back to work on Friday, and the reservation has already said, we are not doing that. We, unless it becomes a federal law, we do not have to.
Yeah. And then the reservation needs to tell the federal government to go kiss their ass.
We'll get into that too, because there's some dissension between tribal and states, not in Arizona, but in South Dakota.
So. All right. Well, then I'm going to leave with my last future pandemic prediction. The panic over murdering hornets, leading some people to kill essential bee populations.
Yes. Have you seen? I've seen these hornets, man. It's
so
crazy.
Speaking of in the Dakotas, and south or north, whatever it was, dude, Washington State, it measured up to 2 inches long. Could you imagine? No. Quarantine will become a whole new thing because of a killer hummingbird attack. No, I'm good.
Do you guys, you may not have been old enough, or you may have been too young for this, but do you guys remember the Africanized bees?
Yeah, we had them at work.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this was like a big scare back when I was a kid.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's always been
a new thing. This is a new thing. It's just like, oh, you know, the murder hornets. And it's the same
scare. Oh, my God,
scare.
There's a flu coming next year. Yeah. There's a flu every year.
There's always a bee.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bee hornet. They do look pretty freaky. I don't know if you've seen them, but if you haven't, you should check them out because they do look pretty freaky.
Did you not pay attention to last week's show? He showed the video of it.
Yeah.
I did not see a video about it.
Yeah, he played the video.
Bee hornet.
Oh, wait, no, that was me, Wendy, and Drew.
I would have remembered that.
Oh, wait, I'm getting all my crush hats.
Another beer,
okay, drunky.
Another beer, Tim.
That was a happy hour. We were talking about murder hornets.
All right, exactly. Well, on that note, I will go ahead and turn it back over to you, Saul.
Right on. Okay, so we're going to talk about, so this, man, when this issue came out, and look, we all know the media, they try to, control the narrative. So now that, William Barr is uncovering all this corruption, the media is frantically finding something else to entertain people with so that they can ignore the man behind the curtain. Right. And so what is that new outrage? It's back to the same old tired racial issues. To bring up the story here, a young man by the name of Ahmed Arbery. Ends up dead after a confrontation with two citizens who accused him of trespassing. Now, have you guys seen this video at all of this kid?
Yep.
Okay.
No.
If you watch CNN, this has been going on all day.
Back here now to that other major story we are following tonight. Investigators looking closely at surveillance video appearing to show the final moments of Ahmed Arbery just before he was shot and killed by a father and son who said they were trying to make a citizen's arrest. Here's ABC Zachary Keish.
Tonight, law enforcement is reviewing video appearing to show Ahmed Arbery in the moments before he died. This surveillance footage obtained by ABC affiliate First Coast News. A man enters this house under construction in the mostly white South Georgia neighborhood of Satilla Shores. Arbery's lawyers say they believe it's Ahmed.
Video from inside the home obtained by local station WJXT shows the man in a white shirt and khaki shorts looking around.
the first 911 call coming in around 1:08 p.m.
There's a guy in the house right now. Is the house under construction?
Arbery's lawyers say he did not take anything or cause any damage, adding Ahmad's actions were in no way a felony under Georgia law. The homeowner telling the Washington Post, "I've never had anything stolen from my property or any kind of robbery." According to his lawyers, Arbery's inside for under 3 minutes. The video seems to be sped up and slowed down in some places. Here you can make out two men getting into a truck. They're presumed to be Gregory and Travis McMichael, now charged with Arbery's murder.
By 1:15 p.m., a second 911 call.
There's a black male running down the street.
When detectives arrived at the scene at 1:45 p.m., Arbery was dead. The McMichaels told police they thought Arbery was this man. Caught on these surveillance images from the construction site given to ABC News by a local lawyer. Since October, three other trespassing incidents were reported. The Arberys say that man is not their son. Tonight, the Georgia Attorney General asking the Justice Department to investigate how this case was handled from the start. According to Glynn County officials, on the day of the shooting, the DA's office advised police no arrests were necessary. A second DA then reviewing the evidence and video of the killing.
Within 24 hours of this homicide, he thought there was no probable cause for arrest.
Tom, both prosecutors later recused themselves from the case. Now, investigators say...
So that's obviously this is not the initial reporting, because the initial reporting didn't have the video that shows him in the house. So they didn't have that video of him trespassing basically into the house. And so initially the reports were, hey, this young black man was approached by two white guys and they killed him. Now, the crazy thing about this is that this has divided a lot of people. And even in the black conservative movement, I watched video after video, post after post. A lot of them are just basically going at each other in disagreement over what happened. And some are saying, hey, you know what? Even if the kid was trespassing, you know, he doesn't deserve to die. And while other conservatives are saying, well, look, here, understandably, and any death is a tragedy, especially of a young kid like this. And so, but the thing is that the narrative is that he was killed due to racist people, but that's just not the case. And it doesn't look like that's what it was. Again, you know, on this video, you see that that there were calls that were made by the people there. They called the police. People who are gonna go shoot somebody, I don't think make a call to the police department if that's their intent, right? If they want to kill somebody in cold blood. And so again, and this was like all over social media. It's all over the news, and this is just the latest attempt from the news media to propagate, in my opinion, this narrative that blacks are being murdered in the street by white people, and that's just simply not true. It doesn't fit what we're watching.
It's clearly not true.
Right. So we all in agreement that those guys shouldn't have shot him. That's not their role. It's not
right.
In their
I guess that's
That is not their
well. So I guess that's a one of the questions I have is, what exactly are your legal stances on a citizen's arrest?
I mean, not their house. Number one, it wasn't their house.
No, but I'm just talking in general. What are the requirements for me as a fellow citizen to decide all of a sudden that this person is doing something and I need to arrest them? How does that work?
If you see a crime, you can do a citizen's arrest, but
so trespassing really, is a crime.
Right. But it doesn't really mean like you're not a cop to where you say, put your hands up and freeze. I think that there's an extent of where it goes, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. I can't really speak to much of it, but.
That would be my first question, right? If I don't know anything about citizens. The only time I ever hear citizen's arrest is on the Andy Griffith Show, you know, when they're trying to
you know what you're supposed to do usually 99% of the time when you see a crime? You know what you're supposed to do? Call the cops and let them do their jobs. That's what they get paid for.
So,
your job is not to go chase people down.
If we look at that argument, though,
you know, if they've been reporting that there are issues that are happening in the neighborhood, people stealing, and you know, the neighborhood is just basically fed up with this.
They don't make arrests.
Right. But but that's the thing. I mean, they said, hey, look, you know, we're going to confront this person and maybe hold him off until the cops get here. Maybe that's what their intent was. So, look, I'm with you.
But once Tim. he runs,
right. They should have let him go. He wasn't armed.
He didn't pull a gun on you. He didn't do none of that. All the videos show that he did not pull a single weapon.
Well, no.
He went for theirs when they got out of the car.
Right, right. So it wasn't that he was running away from them. We don't know that. We don't know from the video. What you see in the video is them approaching him, and then something happens because the camera doesn't catch it. And now they're in a fight. But again, so we don't know. We don't know if they were chasing him, or we don't know if they said, hey, look, what were you doing in there? Right. If you're in the neighborhood and you don't want issues in your neighborhood, of course, people can ask, hey, man, what are you doing here? What's going on in there?
I'm OK with that. Right. If they asked him and he turns around and lunges at them, fuck yourself. Yeah. If he says, go fight. Yeah. And then they go, well, put your fucking hands up. You know how a fight goes. Well, you put your, and they pull out the gun. That motherfucker got scared.
Right.
First of all, he probably got scared. Look, I wasn't there, but I agree. The narrative is wrong. They're making this to be like the words they were using to describe this. Some reporters are calling it, oh, it's the biggest lynching in Georgia history. Right. I'm like,
that's what they were calling it.
See, now you're using words that aren't good. And the reason why I get upset about this, and I texted you guys this, right? Nobody talked about, you talk about narrative. You want a good story about, you know, what should have got national, you know, media and everything was a week ago in Flint, Michigan.
Flint,
Michigan. Okay. And this one really got me. The guy's name was Calvin Munerlin. He's 43 years old, a father of eight. He was a security guard at the Family Dollar store. Okay. In Michigan, because, you know, the tyrant, you know, Whitmire, everybody has to wear masks everywhere and okay, whatever. This guy is paid to be a security guard, and Family Dollar says you have to wear a mask when you walk in the store. So women came in, he's like, you got to put a mask on. Got into an argument. Two guys come back, shoot him in the head. Shoot him cold dead in the head because they felt disrespected. That he was all about forcing them to wear, he's doing his job for that store. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to argue of enforcing the law, enforcing the rule of you got to wear a mask. That's a separate conversation.
Yeah.
But the guy is a security guard doing his job. This guy got killed execution style. They shot him in the head. Father of eight, providing for his family. But this gets no attention. And what happened was the woman, she like basically lied so they can get away. Everybody got arrested. She's an accomplice. So everybody got arrested because she tried covering it up. But where is the outrage from the LeBron James? But this is where I get mad, because LeBron, he's all about the narrative of
we're being killed out here.
These white cops and growing up, you know, I don't know what that's like.
So the security officer was white or...
No, he's black.
He's black.
Yeah. So it was a black-on-black murder.
Oh, it's black-on-black. Right? Black. So that's important to make sure that people know that.
No, so it was black. So I was getting to that. Oh. So the narrative of that doesn't garner any media attention because people go, gangbangers are, gangbangers, whatever. Whatever that people say about the narrative, that doesn't get people marching all over and get people mad, because people go, this shit happens all the time in the streets, you know? Right. But this, it's easy because you can, fear what I'm gonna has say a about face. This
is people put all their belief system on one incident, on this incident with this Arbery guy. That if you don't come out in full force against these two white, quote unquote, racists, then because again, I'm seeing this all over conservative, black conservatives who are posting this. That you are a traitor to conservative values if you don't come out in full force against these guys. But let's say I do go along with this and I condemn it and I post their faces and I call them everything under the sun to make a point. What happens the next day and the day after that when we didn't address those other issues that you're bringing up, Tim? When we magnify just this one, right?
Yeah.
And then there's going to be another issue that gets magnified and another issue, like the media has been doing over and over again. And so then when we're inundated and saturated with one type of crime that is minuscule compared to the other types of crimes, because there's more black on black crime, this is a reality. And that's what we on this side are saying. On this side, you know, is that while we can condemn this one issue, that's not the fundamental problem that's affecting minority communities. This whole issue, and I'm seeing it again in black, is causing a rift. And the left is winning at this divide. And here's my message to a lot of conservatives who are out there who are at each other's necks because of this. Stop playing into the media's hands. They're winning because again, like I said, man, if you go to, you know, King, what was his name? The guy that we follow, what's his name? King something.
Magatron.
Yeah. King Magatron. And then there's other black conservatives. Again, dude, they're all going at each other. I mean, posting videos of making fun. I'm like, wow, dude, this has seriously divided the black conservatives. And I think this is I attribute this because there's a lot of young black conservatives who are new to the conservative movement. And a lot of times it's hard to let go of these old ideas that have molded your way of thinking for such a long time. But it's unfortunate to see. But like I said, this is not going to end. The media is going to just bring up another story. And then again, we're going to have to condemn that one. But that's not murder, what it's affecting. Yeah.
Murder's murder. Whether if you're doing it for whatever your intention is, murder's murder, right? If you shoot somebody in the head, mm-hmm. it's murder, right? There's only a few times where you can, as a citizen, you can shoot somebody dead. There's only a few instances, right? We've taken the gun classes. You can't just, you know, chase people down. Like, that's murder. Regardless, if you thought you were doing the right thing, that's a murder, right? So if people looked at it and said, you know what? Don't look at it as color. It's a murder. Mm-hmm. It changes the narrative because right. Now people, okay, they're calling it a murder. But what happens is when what the media can get you on, right, is the first thing. Well, the DA felt there wasn't enough evidence to look into because we didn't have it. So right there, the media can harp on, oh, look at this. Two white guys killed this black guy, but there's no evidence, so they're dropping it. And they harp on it. So now you're riling people up,
right?
It's an investigation. You can't, any investigate, you got to have facts before you make arrests. You can't just make an arrest because somebody said that it happened. Like, you got to do it, right? You have to. That's a criminal investigation. I can't arrest somebody if I don't have enough evidence right away. I got to get that. I got to get the video evidence. I got to look at everything around because if you falsely arrest somebody, now I got a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the media then creates this problem. But now I have two big problems I got to solve. I falsely arrested somebody. So I got to deal with this bullshit. And I got to calm down the racial divide that the media created because they don't tell people like, oh, they are doing their job of doing an investigation. But when they go right away and they go, no arrests have been made yet. And they make it like this Judge Dredd shit. And they keep harping it. And they play it over and over and over again. They give fear a face, whether it's coronavirus, racism, murder hornets. You know, they give the fear a face so that people get riled up and it takes their attention off everything. Yep. Everything that matters gets taken away based on their narrative of fear. All these news outlets, they tell you they're giving you news. No, they're reporting fear. I sat and watched CNN yesterday for an hour just to see. All it was fear. Not one positive thing. Not one positive thing that's going on. Not one. Because they say there's nothing positive. But if there's a thing going on right now in the White House that they're trying to get all the chip manufacturers to bring the jobs back on shore. CNN didn't cover that. All they did was coronavirus. Ivanka Trump and the CDC is now quarantined. They can't go to Congress because, you know, Trump is not forcing people to wear masks. All it was the fear narrative.
So staying along the lines of what are the facts, right? And getting down to the truth. You want to know what the truth is, what are the facts? And what really are those numbers? And this is a fact that, you know, people need to be aware of, and we have to continue repeating it. the chances of an American, African-American, or a minority being murdered by a white racist are nowhere near what the chances are of them being murdered by another member of their own race, right? That's the reality. That's the facts. So please spare us these ideas that white racism is prominent and that's why minorities can't get ahead, right? Get your life together. You want to make an excuse as to why you can't move ahead in life? It's not the white man, it's you. You are your worst enemy, right? Was it wrong that this young man had to die? It's sad. Nobody can say that it's not sad. And if it was premeditated, then it's evil, right? But that doesn't take away from the message that we're trying to relay here, right? Stop believing the media. Stop believing that you can't get ahead in life because of the white man, right? It's you. You are your worst nightmare. You are the problem that stands between you and success, right? And I think the issue right now going on, again, I'm going to bring up this whole Black conservatives issue that's happening, the infighting, it is due to, again, there is a lot of young Black conservatives who have become conservative. And thank God for Trump, because Trump has reached them. And this is a testament to the message that he's been sending. But I think a lot of times we need to take a step back and say, hey, guys, we still have this mentality that we're bringing with us and we need to kind of let that go. And this is what the news media now is pivoting to the race divide, because, again, it's been revealed that there's been corruption and outright ineptitude among the Democrat governors in their fucking states, like you're saying, Tim. The news media realizes that they need to change the narrative, so they will come out with the issue that will distract, and nobody seems to be connecting the dots, man. People are just like at each other's throats over this issue, and it's like, guys, the media has been doing this for a long time. And so initially, like we said, they said he was jogging. Then the video came out where he's checking out the place, and they're like, yeah, but you know what? That doesn't deserve being murdered. Trespassing doesn't equal murder. So did he deserve to die? No. Not for trespassing. Was he an innocent child? No. Was he just jogging or running? We don't know. But according to some reports, the place where he was at was 13 miles from his home. Right? And it appears that the cameras caught him at night also there. It looks like it's him. So you're telling me he was jogging 26 miles, a marathon? Come on, man. Like, people, let's talk about what the facts are, right? And we can have clear heads and think about it. Was he shot in the back? No, not according to that video. He was wrestling with somebody. So,
but
right? I mean, these are facts that you need to look at.
See, that's what always gets me with these controversial issues. That's what always gets me is they show this part and this part. It's always clear. But when the part that matters, always disappears. It's never clear, right? Yeah. Like, oh, it's crystal clear. And then all of a sudden, guy's dead. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything went blank, whether it's Epstein getting hung in jail or this. Like, it always happens. It's amazing how everything is the most important pieces to a story are always missed. And it's always then left to interpretation, right? I don't know the facts. I don't know all the facts. I can't make I can look at their mugshot and be like, yeah, they look racist. But but because they can paint the narrative. They look like two typical hillbilly Southern men that are
in Georgia.
Yeah, that are in Georgia. I'm not saying I'm calling them that. But
no,
I'm,
you're right. You're right. No, he's right because they posted pictures of the guy and they were posting pictures of when he was in high school. The victim, yeah. Right? Or the guy who died.
They always do this.
They were posting pictures of him.
You know, perfect suit,
like little kid, and
the gentle giant.
But he's got a rap sheet.
They weren't showing his mugshot because he's been arrested before. Yeah.
Who the jogger?
The
marathon runner?
Kid that got murdered. Right? I'm gonna call it a murder because that's what they got him on. Until it changes, it's still a murder.
Sure. Okay?
No, they're innocent until proven guilty.
You got arrested for murder.
They're
dude.
Innocent.
So, I mean, at that point, they're calling what happened as a murder.
Until proven guilty. You're innocent
until you're proven guilty. So what they're calling
we're not saying he was murdered.
No, they're saying the kid got murdered right now. They're calling it a murder. They got him on murder.
The news channel is.
No, but even the cops arrested him. Cops arrested him on murder charges.
It says father and son charged with murder in shooting of
I'm not. They were charged. Now they're going to go through trial. So right now, until this story ends, it is a murder charge. Right. Okay?
Okay.
It's not a innocent murder charge. It's a murder charge because that's what they got charged with. Okay?
Yeah.
So technically, by law, it is a murder. So the kid got murdered.
Yep.
Whether it was justified or not, I don't know what the justification is. That's my thing.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by murder. Sometimes you know what I mean? Like it's, I think there's gradations.
I'm sorry, killing is killing.
Yeah, there you go. Killing is killing. All right, so I'm going to move on to the next conversation here, which is we're going to talk about what's been going on in the White House. The Trump tweet that shook the country this week. Everybody's up in arms about what he tweeted, and I'm going to share that here in a little bit. But this all stems from the whole issue with the corruption that the Obama deep state man was involved in. So just as a refresher, we spoke about this last week. In the White House press secretary also discussed the Michael Flynn fiasco, and she actually did a point by point on how there was corruption at the high echelons in government. So what we now know based on the documents that were released was that the FBI manufactured a crime. So what they essentially did, they set out to investigate Michael Flynn without any evidence that he had committed a crime. And if you remember, they were writing each other notes saying, hey, what is our goal? Are we looking for the truth? Do we want admission? Or are we just trying to get him to lie so that they could get him fired, right? And so James Comey, because he was in charge, he sent agents to the White House, and they interviewed Michael Flynn after an initial meeting that they had. Now, Kimberly Strassel writes for the Wall Street Journal, and she does a point by point. Dude, if you haven't read that article, I recommend you go out and read this article because, it does a good analysis on how he was set up. So basically, the intelligence agents were saying things in public that did not match their meetings that they were having when they were testifying, right? And one of those DNI, the director of national intelligence, the guy's name's James Clapper. And he was saying, again, different things in private that he was saying in public. Under sworn testimony, he said, look, I never saw any direct evidence that the Trump campaign was conspiring with Russia to meddle with elections. But meanwhile, he was on TV saying that there were clear warning signs. So the FBI, what they do is they use a statute from 200 years ago that apparently has never been used to convict an American citizen. It's called the Logan Act, which forbids private citizens from engaging in unauthorized meetings or negotiations with foreign governments. Okay, so if you guys remember, there's two characters in the FBI. One of them, I believe he's an agent, and the other one was a lawyer, which is Peter Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page. So these guys conspire to get Flynn. What the FBI decides to do, they send out people to go interview Flynn after that initial meeting that they had where they questioned him on this whole meeting that he was having with some Russians, to ask him about that meeting, even though they had transcripts of that entire conversation. And they did this, and the goal was to get him to lie, right? They told him for that meeting, they told him, hey, you're not going to need a lawyer present. Don't worry about it. They didn't even tell the Department of Justice, dude, that the interview was taking place. And then they also checked with the FBI's, the counsel for the FBI, who advised them and say, hey guys, don't do it this way. Let's do it the right way. So they neglected a lot of these things. They didn't do a lot of these things just to set up Michael Flynn so that they would catch him in a lie. Even when they set Flynn down for the questions, they didn't warn him that this was an actual, you know, that there would be consequences if he provided anything that was inaccurate, basically. So what happened a few days ago? The Department of Justice, William Barr, he dropped the case because after he looked at it, he says, look, there's nothing here. It's obvious that they were setting the guy up. And now William Barr, dude, he it looks like he's going to uncover a lot of things. So the question is, how far up the chain did this go? Right? A lot of people are saying Obama knew, and Obamagate was trending on Twitter until Twitter, you know, tried to do freaking, you know, try to control the narrative. And here's another piece of corruption, dude. So the whole reason that they were spying on Trump, this, remember, if you guys remember, the Steele dossier, it's been revealed that the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, they went halvesies to pay for that Steele dossier that was used to convince the FISA court to spy on Carter Page, who was a Trump advisor. So all this is being revealed, and this is just the initial documents that are being uncovered. So this is what Trump tweets. And I'm going to show you this. This is glorious. Mm-hmm. This is Donald Trump's page, and he tweets this. He says, "Hope you had fun investigating me. Now it's my turn." and so again, people are, there's a deep state that we all, you know, had suspicion of, but now it's becoming clear. And I want to show you guys this interview that Attorney General Barr, he was asked, hey, after he, you know, dropped all the charges, he was asked, hey, what should Americans take away from your actions today? Right. And so let me show you his response, which is glorious.
A crime cannot be established here. They did not have a basis for a counterintelligence investigation against Flynn at that stage.
Does the fact remain that he lied?
Well, you know, people sometimes plead to things that turn out not to be crimes.
What should Americans take away from your actions in the Flynn case today?
I want to make sure that we restore confidence in the system. There's only one standard of justice.
President Trump, who has long claimed that Flynn was railroaded, called him a hero.
He was an innocent man.
Are you doing the president's bidding?
No, I'm doing the law's bidding.
You know you're going to take a lot of incoming, as they say in the military, for this decision.
I'm prepared for that. But I also think it's sad that nowadays these partisan feelings are so strong that people have lost any sense of justice.
Flynn welcomed the news with a tweet of his grandson and former FBI Director Jim Comey, who started the investigation into the president, voiced his displeasure on Twitter, saying the department had lost its way.
Hmm.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history's written by the winner, so it's largely depends on who's writing the history.
So one thing that I like, so James Comey tweeted, you know, he tweets that the DOJ has lost its way. No, Jimmy boy, that's the wheels of justice you hear. They're grinding their way towards you very slowly. It's coming, man. And again, Obama knew, man. And a lot of people are saying this is worse than Watergate, that he used the intelligence agencies against his rival, against his party's rival. This is sick, man. And we need to be angry about this, because if this can happen, right, if they can do this to the president, they can do this. Imagine what they can do to anybody, the regular American citizens. And this is scary, that the fact that they got away, to these motherfuckers, they were relying on Hillary Clinton to win. They said, we got this in the bag, man. We got this. Nothing. Uh-oh. All this is being revealed. And hopefully, like I said, Barr does a lot more to bring out these roaches, man. They're fucking...
Well, I mean, you saw already what happened based on that interview. You saw NBC, they edited that whole interview and they had to retract what they did.
Yeah.
Because they basically, all they played was, attorney, AG Barr doing Trump's bidding. And they played the quote, history's written by winners. And that was it. They didn't quote the whole thing, none of it. Mm-hmm. So they played that snippet for everybody here in the outrage. Today, I'm pretty sure it was today, over 2,000 former justices came out petitioning for AG Barr to resign because of the Flynn case.
Yeah.
But this is how dumb these people are. They put their name on a public letter. So now their names are out there. So you know what what's going to happen next. All these people, why are they all petitioning? Oh, wait, they're tied to Obama. They're tied to this one. They're tied to that one. They're tied to this one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you have...
Drain the swamp.
When you have 2,000... Exactly. When you have all these people coming for this, they're all trying to get together to... They're scrambling. They're scrambling. Even Schiff is scrambling. This whole thing is on some next level. And what's crazy is Obamagate. This is what fucking twisted my titties today. Obamagate was trending number one most of yesterday. And then at a certain point, it stopped. But because something else took it over that wasn't political. But then today, it wound up, they got rid of, it was over 2 million tweets. It went down to 1.6.
Yeah.
I think it might even hit over 3 million at one point. It was either 2.6 or 2.4, and then it went down to 1.6 because people, you know, the same people we follow were like, yeah. And then you know what got replaced? Trumpgate. Trumpgate started, was trending number one all day saying, oh, 80,000 dead. This is your fault. This is your fault.
What?
Oh, don't get me started on this. Don't get me started on this COVID shit, because there's other shit. I forget what your last topic is, but no, bombshell from the weekend.
Yeah, we'll get there. So you know that I'm gonna leave it there. I can't wait to see what Attorney General Barr is gonna be doing, because again, he's just starting, and again, Trump tweeting that. I'm telling you, man, something's coming, and they're going to reveal a lot of the shit that Obama thought he was going to be able to get away with. He armed a lot of those government agencies to go after conservative, the IRS. You know, he did. There's a lot of corruption in there that's going to get uncovered, and hopefully sooner rather than later. Okay, moving on to the next topic.
Real quick. One of the last things. Not about to go into deep, but did you see what happened today with Mexico?
What?
They want a full investigation now. They want the investigation into Fast and Furious.
Good.
They're asking for
it. Oh, yeah.
Good.
And everything being uncovered, they're going. They want an investigation.
Why was the Obama administration selling arms?
Like the movies?
No. The Obama scandal.
Yeah, the Obama scandal.
So Obama apparently... Yep. Green lit a bunch of guns being sold to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And they called it Fast and Furious. That's right. Yep. Guns and sold to Mexico.
Yep.
And they were trying to track them, and apparently they lost them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they sold a shit ton of guns to Mexico, and they called it the Fast and Furious.
And they were used to kill border agents. So they actually did kill border agents. The weapons that the Obama administration sold to the cartel, those ended up killing Americans. And so that's why this is the scandal that, again, a scandal-free administration bullshit. Anyway, moving on.
He's the dirtiest son.
He is the dirtiest son of a bitch.
Every time I hear that, man, every time I hear how Obama was the best president, you never saw any news about him grabbing people by the pussy. Yeah. You never saw him doing this and him
which
doing
is true.
That.
Like, nothing ever came out with that. He never raped anybody.
Nothing ever came out because the media kept their mouths shut every time something did come up.
He's married to one of the biggest dicks.
All right, moving on to the next topic. I'm gonna bring this up, and only because it's glorious news. It's a little old now. Because the way that the news cycle goes, but it's worth mentioning, which is that the Dallas woman, Shelley Luther, right? Did you guys hear about this? So she's a woman who was sentenced to jail by a Democrat judge because she did not want to apologize for leaving her hair salon open. She tells the judge that it's not selfish to want to feed her kids. And basically the judge sets her up, dude. He sets her up so she could be in contempt of court, and that's how he's able to give her 7 days in jail. So let me show you this first video, because this woman has more balls than a lot of men combined, and we need balls like this woman, man. I'm telling you. Let me play this.
That you now see the error of your ways and understand that the society cannot function where one's own belief in a concept of liberty.
That's the judge talking to her.
Permits you to flaunt your disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials. That you owe an apology to the elected officials whom you disrespected by flagrantly ignoring and in one case defiling their orders, which you now know obviously apply to you. that you understand that the proper way in which in an ordered society to engage concerns which you may have had is to hire a lawyer and advocate for change, an exception or an amendment to laws that you find offensive. That you publicly state that this is the way that citizens in the state should behave. And that you represent to this court that you will today cease operation of your salon and not reopen until after further orders of the government permit you to do so. This court will consider the payment of a fine in lieu of the incarceration, which you've demonstrated that you have so clearly earned. Is there anything?
All right, so this is the judge, and this is her response.
Proceed.
Judge, I would like to say that I have much respect for this court and laws. And that I've never been in this position before. And it's not some place that I want to be. But I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish. Because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I am not going to shut the salon.
So that's her response. Now, he wanted her to admit that she was selfish. First of all, what kind of fucking stupid judge is this, dude, that she wants her to admit she's selfish? He set her up in a trap.
Ego.
Right.
Yeah.
Making her be in contempt of court, right? Yeah, go ahead.
It's the holier-than-thou mentality. It's the feelings mentality, yeah. Right? Everyone has to feel good about everything. Well, guess what, world? Right. That's not the way it works. Things happen. You have to learn to deal with it. You can't shut down people's places of work, kick them out of their house. You know what? This is ridiculous. What makes you think this is okay for you to shut these businesses down? These people rely on this every day to pay for everything. Their house, their food, their kids' daycare. You can't just sit there and say, well, you're being selfish because you kept your business open. It's like, fuck you, judge.
Right.
This is exactly what America needs to fight against.
And the reality here is she didn't break any law. This was a governor mandate. Now, here's what my message that I would say to this judge, because, you know, he's sitting back there and holy, like you said, holier than thou type of mentality. This judge should forego his salary. Be an example for the rest of us. You know, this goes out to all the power hungry dictators out there who are trying to impose all this. Inspire us and forego your salaries. Right. Before you do this bullshit, it's talking about what's essential, who's essential and who's not essential. And this is what pisses me off. Now, the good thing about it is that the Texas Supreme Court ordered her to be released. But shortly before that, the governor, the governor of Texas said, hey, you know what? I'm going to change this rule so that people aren't held. Yeah. So my question, what kind of world are we creating where we punish the productive and reward the unproductive?
The modern world,
right? This is socialism. Yeah. That's what. Look, many immigrants now living in America who have fled this, right? They know what this is. And my question is, where are the voices of those who oppose separating children from their mothers? What happened to this woman, right? All of them fucking silent, cowards and liars.
This isn't a U.S. thing, by the way. This isn't just a U.S. thing, because the reason why I say that, I know I cut you off, but the minute you said ripping children from their mothers over the weekend in Australia, because there's protests going all over the world. Hold on.
I don't want to move. I want to stick on this point, and I'm going to let you talk.
Did you see Cruz? Cruz was in her salon getting his haircut.
Yes.
That was awesome. Yeah. That was so awesome to see one of our senators sitting in her chair getting his haircut to say, you know what? I don't support this. And isn't he right from there?
Yeah, he's from Texas.
So, well, he's a senator of Texas.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
One thing I want to mention about, because again, this pisses me off, and I'm sorry I cut you off, Tim, but I want to stay on this topic. So I guarantee you, dude, that this judge, he's not going to be reelected. I think he's up for reelection. The guy's name, for any people who are in Texas, Eric V. Moye, or however
Yeah.
You pronounce his name. And surprise, again, he's a Democrat. And you know how when you go vote, we usually skip the part in the voting ballot on judges because I don't know where the judges' positions are. I guarantee you Texans will be overwhelmingly voting this motherfucker out.
They should.
Oh, no, it's a big thing right now.
And here's my message. With the stroke of a pen, he sentenced her to jail, but the ink of justice spilled all over his fucking legacy in a clear display of petulance by this guy drunk with power. Mm-hmm. He destroyed his career and he shamed himself and he's whatever is coming to him, he deserves it because, dude, the guy, you know what I mean? Like, again, dude, what kind of judge are you? I mean, you want a woman to confess that this is ridiculous. It's disgusting. And Greg Abbott is the guy who he modified the executive order that he passed and where he eliminated the jail piece. And again, it was stupid to begin with.
Yeah.
And it should never have happened. Tim, sorry. Yeah,
No. Because I was going to say, when you say ripping from children, so in other democratic countries, Australia is democratic, but they have a very strict, social distancing, quarantining rules. We've seen the cops do some shit. You know, these fuckers took a child from a mother and arrested her for protesting because protesting is now deemed illegal in Australia.
No.
Rip the child. The mother's being locked away. They are literally prying the child from her arms and the kid is clinged onto her, screaming, wailing.
I guess that's what happens when they take away your Second Amendment.
So when you say they have no Second Amendment rights?
They took them away.
Yeah.
But my thing is, this is beyond a Dallas woman opening a restaurant. I mean, opening a salon.
Yes, we all
agree. A South Korean opening his sushi bar. This is the world.
South Korea.
Yeah, Ken. You know what I mean? Like, this is bigger than just... This is not just... We make it an American problem. You know what I mean? Because we're here. But this is a world problem. And if you pay attention... The world is protesting all over because we think we have it bad. It's worse around the goddamn country. You go to Europe.
In the meantime, go out to the GoFundMe page for Shelly Luther, the salon owner.
Yes.
And let's help her pay her fees so that she doesn't have to pay them because it's, I mean.
Lieutenant Governor said he was going to pay the fees. Everybody covered her.
They
took care of it.
I would be interested to see. How many stylists, is that what they're called? How many stylists work at that salon? And how many kids those stylists had? If she would have said, there are 16 children starving right now because of the decision you made, how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Right. 16 children starving. Oh, no. How would that look? Like Nelson's, or like Saul said, that's going to, that his legal, he could have been the best judge on the planet. Up until that day,
100%,
and now his entire legacy, like Saul said, the legacy is gone.
Yeah, and it
he's
should
only
be.
Gonna remember it as the asshole that threw a salon. Yeah.
They don't care about legacy
in jail
because what happens is he gets voted out. He goes to some fancy law firm making X amount of dude. These lawyers and judges, they never tarnish their reputation.
Well, I don't.
They don't give a fuck about legacy.
So let's not go to the everything's now reopening up and then there's still chaos in the world over this whole quarantine bullshit. So I'm saying this because this is in the state of Pennsylvania. So the state of Pennsylvania, you know, said, hey, you know what? We're going to open up all these counties and, you know, and it's going to be under the yellow or whatever the, you know, what is it called?
They have colors, different yellow phases.
The yellow phase or whatever phase it is. And so two Pennsylvania counties are in open defiance of Governor Wolf's edicts, which is the governor of Pennsylvania. And they said they're going to reopen and there's they're calling it mutiny. PA counties reopen in contravention of Governor Wolf's edicts. And they're basically saying, hey, if you want to open up in this is in Lebanon County. Oh, yeah. Phase yellow. Dauphin County and Lebanon County in Pennsylvania. If you're a business in those counties, we're not going to prosecute you. We're not going to arrest you. We're not going to nothing. You can open up your business again in defiance of Pennsylvania. People are tired, man. And these are counties that are suffering. There's a lot of companies who are telling these
you know, these legislators and officials are saying, we're losing jobs here, guys. You know, we've had fun with this whole, you know, stay at home bullshit. Time to get back to work. Time to get the country back to work. Now, I saw this video of a police officer that I want. This is how I want every police officer to respond to this coronavirus bullshit. And PragerU posted this video, and it is a great video by a law enforcement officer who basically says he's not going to trample on people's constitutional rights.
You know, as a police officer, I'm compelled to make this video. I've been in law enforcement for 10 years, and I'm speaking to my peers, other fellow officers, people in any kind of law enforcement position. I've seen officers nationwide enforcing tyrannical orders against the people, and I'm hoping it's the minority of officers, but I'm not sure anymore, because every time I turn on the television, every time I look to the internet, I'm seeing people arrested or cited for going to church, for traveling on the roadways, for going surfing, opening their businesses, going to the park with their families, or doing nails out of their own house, using their own house as a place of business, and having undercover agents go there and arrest them and charge them with what? With a crime? I don't know what crime people are committing by doing nails in their own house, but we're seeing this more and more and more, and we need to start looking at ourselves as officers and thinking, is what I'm doing right? Now, I want to remind you that regardless of where you stand on the coronavirus, we don't have the authority to do those things to people just because a mayor or a governor tells you otherwise. I don't care if it's your sergeant or your chief of police. We don't get to violate people's constitutional rights because somebody in our chain of command tells us otherwise. It's not how this country works. Yeah,
exactly. That's beautiful. Again, that's a great response that I like. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I need to know.
Yeah.
That police officer just mentioned that they have police agencies sending people in undercover to get their nails done,
Dallas.
To get their hair cut, yeah. to bust yeah. these people? Seriously?
Yeah.
They have nothing yeah. fucking better to do? There are no other fucking crimes going on in their cities nope. that they have manpower to dedicate to this bullshit?
Yes. Actually, they do because everybody's home.
Equipment.
I'm with you, Jeremy. I'm as angry as
Jeremy
you.
Jeremy just walked out of the room to go get a drink. He's actually going to get a drink. He's not upset. He just wanted a drink.
Good. Look, I understand he's angry. I get like this. I've been like this from day one, man, because I love what this cop says. I applaud that police officer because this is how every police officer should be responding to this. But again, see, every profession has their spectrum of people. There are some people who like power, some people who are like, hey, this is not what I signed up for. I signed up to find murderers, killers, people who are doing bad things. A woman doing nails, or I'm assuming here, but somebody doing nails in their home is not a fucking crime. And again, I share Jeremy's passion with this because what the fuck are those officers doing? So again, when we say, oh, that, you know, with the Nazis, that'll never happen here. Believe me, dude.
Happening.
There will be people
happening.
Who will be
happening.
Very happy
we were surprised.
To implement that bullshit.
Yeah, so I have to say a shout out to my community and my neighbors because we had 8 vehicles in our front yard last night and yesterday while we entertained almost 20 people.
You can tell who gives a shit and who don't.
And yeah, so thank God I live in the neighborhood that I live in because obviously they don't give a shit. Now, granted, I used to think, well, we're in a red state. We don't have to worry about it. But then Texas, like, it can't get any more red than that.
Yeah. No, but there's there's liberal cities in Texas. So even though Texas as a whole is a red state, there's still,
correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In San Antonio, you can't say the word China virus. So real quick,
let me just because I'm going along these lines of the whole corona and things that people are doing. Is it along that?
Yes.
Or are you going to change? Okay, go ahead again.
No, it's not. When it comes to this, this is my fucking passion project. So
yep.
in Colorado, apparently, right? I get a message from a person of somebody that I deal with on a daily basis, right? And they were like, oh, somebody, Colorado, they got arrested for opening, for defying the government rules and opening their restaurant, right? I said, well, bullshit. I think this person's trying to get me to, you know, go, you know, say whatever. And I was like, wrong. And he's like, oh, but he defied order. I said, it's unconstitutional. He goes, no, it's 100% constitutional that they can shut down businesses. I said, what? I said, where in the Constitution does it say it? I said, he goes, well, we're in a pandemic. I said, that doesn't reside. Dude, he got quiet after that. And we were talking through text messages, you know, through communications, we're on the phone, but I'm like, where in your mind does it feel that it's okay that somebody can lose their business? So in this business in Colorado, cause he's like, oh, all the small businesses were against them. I said, yeah, because what they're going to do is they're going to punish everybody like children. Oh, this person defied, you're all screwed. No, you know what all those businesses should do? Open up. Cause if they all open up, they can't shut you down. They can't shut you down. And this goes into this corona shit in the businesses.
Yeah, once everything goes to a yellow phase, nobody's going to be fucking enforcing anything. You think, you know, I mean, I say this, but you know what? Because there's going to be this stupid cops out there who are going to be like undercover and, oh, you're not sick. Get the fuck out of here. Now, I want to show this governor, Kristen Noem from South Dakota. Because South Dakota opened up quickly, man. They're like, you know, opened everything up. Fuck this shit. And the governor over there, as soon as she opened up, people celebrated her. And I want to show you guys this video. People had a... She's like, what's going on? And they're telling her, everybody's celebrating.
It's a parade for you. Wave to them.
So hot. Want to touch the hiney?
Jesus. Oh, wow.
You're inappropriate.
Yeah.
You said this is South Dakota?
South Dakota, right, yeah.
South Dakota.
You know,
well, congratulations, and South Dakota. Like, yeah, Nelson, like Saul says, you got balls, and the rest of the states need to grow a pair.
But there's a problem in South Dakota.
I want to show you... It's not... Dude, come on, stop it. Now, I want to show you this video of a pastor whose church was shut down. And what he does is genius. Okay, now, this is what more and more people should be doing. Because, again... If you're going to enforce these bullshit laws or these bullshit mandates, you better believe that the people who are enforcing them better be following them themselves, or else get the fuck out of my face.
As much as I'd like to. All right, let's count. We have much more than 10. Much more than 10. Much more than 10.
So he approaches police officers. There's about 20 of them. I count around 20. They're all in a circle. Right. And do you see anything here that makes you question whether they're following the guidelines? Nobody is social distancing and nobody is wearing fucking masks. OK.
Yeah.
Again, these are the assholes who are enforcing this bullshit. And again, I defend cops, but what I've seen lately is bullshit. And again, if you're going to enforce these laws, make sure that you're following them yourselves.
Charge. Who's in charge? We're trying to figure out why you're not socially distancing and you're not wearing masks and you're clustered together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So Mayor Garcetti, we have 20 police officers. None of them are wearing masks and they're clustered together. But you shut down my church saying it was 10 or more. Let's get some names as they pass by. Clustered together, 20 of them, no mask. Mr. Garcetti, this is what your police department is doing. This is how they do it in South Central. This much as I like.
So again, rules for thee, but not for me. The people who are enforcing this should be the ones who are following it the best, right? Inspire me with how you abide by the laws. Again, this pisses me off, dude, because... that we're seeing a lot of this type of bullshit hypocrisy and people are losing jobs, right? We're creating chaos and nobody, you know, hardly anybody is calling this bullshit out. I praise that pastor for doing that. Now, like Tim says, all around the world,
This is chaos all around the world. This is a massive protest that happened out in Germany over that whole quarantine bullshit. I haven't seen anything like this from Germany, dude.
Break that up.
Excuse me, you're not standing this, 6 meters apart.
Oh no, Britain's next, dude. Britain's next.
Two meters. Look at that. You're not 2 meters apart. 2 meters.
Look at that.
UK's next because Boris Johnson is about to do something stupid. Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
Yeah.
This is insane. This is a good thing to see. The world is angry at these dictators who easily pass laws that hurt people, but they feel themselves like they're saviors of the world. Oh, I'm saving you from the coronavirus. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'm seriously done, dude, because this pisses me off. A 98% recovery, less than 0.5% of the world population has suffered from this, and yet we shut everything down, dude. And again, I love sites like this. This is awesome.
You can't tell me this isn't conspiracy theory.
Right.
You got the whole world to shut down for a virus that everybody... I'm in the same boat. When everybody's like, oh, you think it's a hoax? You know what? It is. Because you know what? After we're done talking about these videos, I'm going to tell you why it's a hoax. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why it's a hoax.
It's not that the virus itself is a hoax. It's the way it's being handled is a fucking hoax.
That's what I mean. That's
what people need to understand is, look, everybody can get sick. Coronavirus.
Has.
Oh, by the way, hello. How many times have we said it? I've heard you guys say it, but coronavirus, go back, do your research. You intelligent people out there that have a phone at your fingertips that you're camped out on 24/7, 365 days
TikTok
of your freaking life, go and Google coronavirus and when it began. It was decades ago. It's changed its face 100 billion times. And none of the 100 billion times prior to this did we shut the world down for it.
Well, yep, the reason why I say it's a hoax, so the virus itself, I'm not discounting the virus and the human spread. The numbers are a hoax.
Sure.
And the people that should be put in jail over the numbers, it ain't Orange Man bad.
Yeah.
It's not Orange Man bad.
What is that quote?
The same governors.
What is that quote? There are lies, there are damn lies, and then there are statistics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the quote?
I've never heard that one. Yeah. I like that one.
So when it comes to coronavirus and, you know, when you look at how liberal states have handled this and how Republican states have handled this. When you look at, my favorite state, New York, where I'm from. Why is it that, you know, Cuomo, the asshole from Jersey, the douchebag Wolf of Wall Street from PA, yeah. Governor fucking Little Dick in California.
Newsom.
why did they force nursing homes to take COVID patients?
Oof, yes.
And we want to talk coronavirus. So now you're going to say your numbers are all jacked up and we got to shut down everything. We got to put the world on lockdown. 85% of the deaths in New York, 85% of the deaths in New York, 60 and older. Okay. 60 and older. The other 15%, whatever, they say it's minorities as well, you know, and that's another thing. But 85%. 60 and older, they had a mandate that they could not reject anybody that was discharged from a hospital that had that tested positive or even had symptoms of coronavirus. So they took sick people, threw them into the nursing home, okay?
So
let them kill everybody. And then these are the same fucking cocksucking motherfucking pieces of shit that will, on the media, fucking show fucking coffins being buried on that fucking island that they bury people in New York. That wasn't normal people. Those were people from fucking goddamn medical facilities, nursing homes that were forced. But they paint the narrative that, oh, we need ships, we need hotels, we gave you everything. You fucking killed these motherfuckers. They didn't ask for that. There was a fucking nursing home in Queens that was fine. They were mandated. They tried fighting it. They had to bring that person in. 30 people within 48 hours. Dead.
Wow.
But that doesn't make the news. And then Cuomo, the liberals fucking savior of the fucking world that everybody says, oh, he handled this the greatest. He's the president. Is the fucking guy that had to turn around today and said, oh, there's a new mandate for nursing homes. You can't accept them. The fuck? But then they start fucking digging deep. OAN. OAN. I mean, I did some digging because I was sending all you guys all this shit before. Hold on. They found that every one of these liberal fucking states that are crying in this tyranny did the same fucking thing. The same thing. Okay, so when you want to talk about arrests and Obamagate, no. These governors all need to be held accountable. They should be resigning. They should be, jail. Putting fucking handcuffs.
Yep.
Because it's not. This is not made up. This is not made up. A state letterhead with the shit on it, and then when you got to create a new order that says this is no longer it, you go to jail. You murdered people. Mm-hmm. That is murder. When you tell that we got to stop the spread, you put everybody at risk and let these motherfuckers die, man.
Yep. Go to jail.
You go to jail.
Yep, I agree.
But they want this fucking guy. What's up, Hi? I've been waiting all week for this.
Since 2003.
Fucking kill him.
Since 2003. Okay? We are in 2020. Mm-hmm. So 17 years ago is where this article comes from. At least 5 new human coronaviruses have been identified. Okay, let me repeat that one more time for those of you that aren't listening and aren't hearing the words that are being spoken right now. Since 2003, at least 5 new human coronaviruses have been identified. Okay, please, 17 years later? 17 years later?
Mm-hmm.
Are we kidding?
But this one, because it transfers from human to human so quickly.
What? Whoa. Exactly. Whoa. It took 17 years, not 17 days, 17 weeks, 17 years, people. 17 years. And how many cases worldwide?
Yeah.
Okay.
The millions.
Just throwing that out there. Just want, you know, my son's almost 20 years old. So in his lifetime, 17 years, because I'm sure there are people that are right now listening to this going, you guys don't know what you're talking about. No, 17 years. Google it. It's Google coronavirus in the 1900s, just so you can know when it kind of got its start, got its feel.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right that this has been ongoing. But like as Tim says all the time, there's a Republican president. It's Donald Trump, and it's an election year, and they're going to do everything because they've been trying to get him at everything, and nothing sticks to this guy because he just bounces back. Now, I want to get to the last thing that I want to cover, which is this is actually glorious. This is California, the great state of California, assemblywoman.
Oh, yay.
Assemblywoman,
I thought it was something different. I'm sorry.
No. I'm going to cover this and I'll let you cover that one. So California assemblywoman, in an epic fail facepalm, what the fuck moment, decided to tweet, and I quote, fuck Elon Musk, after he threatened to leave California over their stringent quarantine rules that they set in place. So Elon Musk, the owner of, you know, the electric vehicle Tesla, decided to file a lawsuit and then tweets back to her. And he said, message received, after she sends this. Again, she posted. She said, look at this. This is an assemblywoman.
Oh, yeah.
In California, says, fuck Elon Musk. And he responds to her, message received. Now, look at the likes, dude. A lot more people like, well, the 50,000 more people like hers than like his. Now, so there's this Twitter war going on. Now, what I love about this feud is that liberals raise the electric car because of global warming and whatnot. But they are hurting the very business they support, the only car company in California. They're cutting off their nose to spite their face. Capitalism, bad, but give me my iPhone, Amazon, Snapchat, and my electric car. Now, Elon Musk decided...
Hold on. It's not even just Tesla. He owns Solar City.
Yeah.
The magical sun that's going to power the world through the
and SpaceX.
Glorious.
And
SpaceX. Well, SpaceX is a little different.
The Hyperloop.
They burn like 8,000 gallons of fuel every second when they launch those things.
There's plenty of land here in Arizona. Come build your shit here. Yeah. Let's bring jobs to Arizona.
Nevada and Texas. He's already said he's moving everything. He's already came out.
Good.
Hold on.
Good.
But what he did today was
This is what he tweeted, dude. This is fucking glorious. He's got balls. Again, 339,000 likes now. Tesla is restarting production today against Alameda County rules. I will be in the line with everybody else. If anyone is arrested, I ask that it only be me. So he's opening it against the county's own rules. He's got balls, dude.
He's got the so money. Elon Musk these are the people arrested. That need to have balls.
That is glory. I love this. So he's going to defy them and he's going to open up. And I'm looking for any updates on what's going to happen. That's the feud to watch this week.
He's not getting arrested. They're not going to arrest him because that's a shit show. A guy like Elon Musk has enough money to bankrupt the city of Oakland.
Yeah.
Well, Alameda County.
Wait.
To bankrupt Alameda County.
I hate to break this to you, but I have enough money to bankrupt Alameda County. Man. They're all fucking bankrupt now.
But no, because here's the problem now. If you screw with Elon Musk, you're going to get all the people like Elon Musk with money doing the same thing. You just created a problem. If you arrest Elon Musk, because you know what? You'll let Tesla run and whatnot. You'll whatever. You know, keep it quiet.
Well, let's pray they're stupid enough to try and make an example out of him.
They won't.
He's too powerful. It doesn't matter. Still say the fucking prayer that they are willing to do it. Because that would look.
It's a narrative, Heidi. The rich person. Rich. Look, money talks, bullshit walks. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk will never be arrested. Okay. You don't arrest a billionaire. You know why? Because that billionaire will own Alameda County, and they don't want that. It brings too much bad attention. No, they won't do it.
It's worth the prayer that they're stupid enough to do it.
They're not. They're dumb enough to get normal citizens.
It'll be good publicity.
But they won't do it. They won't do it. Because that guy's got a fucking line, bat phone to the president. This guy's connected. You don't fuck with these guys. You don't fuck with the establishment. You don't. You kill the establishment, but you don't fucking arrest the establishment. You know what I mean?
He can get Clintoned.
Yeah.
Suicided.
All right. Closing thoughts by Timmy Two Times. We are living in trying times in the likes that most of us have never seen before besides 9/11. 9/11 changed the course of time forever. The way we travel, the way we look around when we get on a bus, a train, a subway, a plane. This virus outbreak, this pandemic, will forever change the way we all live. 8 weeks ago, majority of us have never worn masks, washed their hands after touching every little thing, wiped down their groceries, or even thought twice about hugging someone. The little things that make us human are at the forefront of being extinct. Now, when you see people hugging, you give them a dirty look. You can't go to work without having your temperature taken. You can't congregate around the water cooler talking about Sunday's game. It's over. We can't do those things because we have to practice social distancing now. The fuck is social distancing? Used to hear practice safe sex so you don't get an STD, which, you know, quote unquote, are viruses. But does that stop people from having unprotected sex? No, now you're supposed to snitch on your best friend for having friends over for drinks. Snitches get stitches. What happened to that statement? You know, we all hear this term. We're all in this together. As long as you wear masks, wear gloves, stay inside, be told you can't go to work to support your family because you're not essential, communicate with friends via video conferencing. Newsflash, we're not in this together. We want to go to stadiums. We want to go to bars and be rejected by females for having bad pickup lines. We want to give our loved ones a hug and show affection. And most importantly, we want our freedoms and liberties back. The pro-choice groups say, my body, my choice. Well, guess what, you motherfuckers? The anti-COVID-19 group says, my body, my choice. How do you like that? How's that sound? How does that sound? You want to tell me to stay inside because of this? Then I'm going to tell you, then you can't get an abortion. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? I'm going to use your own words against you. My body, my choice. The small business owner who wants to provide for his family, guess what they say? My business, my choice. You don't have to go out. You don't have to go to those businesses. It's my choice to go to that business. My body, my choice. The person who wants to stay at home and ride it out, ride it out. There's no worries about that. Stay home, do your part. But don't worry about it. When this is over, we'll be here with open arms to give you a hug and tell you everything is going to be all right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Thoughts with Timmy Two Times. All right, and to close out the show, I'm going to play a legend who died this week.
Uh-oh.
Little Richard.
Aww.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. We will catch you all on the flip side. Adios.
Guten Tag.
Peace. See ya.